Heart of the Sea, Chapter 1. The village of Ardmore sat snug on the south coast of Ireland, in the county of Waterford, with the Celtic Sea spread out at its feet. The stone seawall curved around, following the skirt of the gold sand beach. It boasted in its vicinity a pretty jut of cliffs upholstered with wild grass and a hotel that clung to them. If one had a mind to, it was a pleasant, if hardy, walk on a narrow path around the headland, and at the top of the first hill were the ruins of the oratory and well of St. Declan. The view was worth the climb, with sky and sea and village spread out below. This was holy ground, and though dead were buried there, only one grave had its stone marked. The village itself claimed neat streets and painted cottages, some with the traditional thatched roofs, and a number of steep hills as well. Flowers grew in abundance, spilling out of window boxes, baskets, and pots, and from the dooryards. It made a charming picture from above or below, and the villagers were proud to have won the Tidy Town Award 2 years running. Atop Tower Hill was a fine example of a round tower, with its conical top still in place, and the ruins of the 12th-century cathedral built in the honor of St. Declan. Folks would tell you, in case you wondered, that Declan arrived 30 years before good St. Patrick. Not that they were bragging, but just letting you know how things stood. Those interested in such matters would find examples of Ogham carving on the stones put for safekeeping inside the roofless cathedral, and Roman arcading faded with time and wind but still worth the study. But the village itself made no attempt at such grandeur and was merely a pleasant place with a shop or two and a scatter of